Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
Happy Thanksgiving from your local Civic Media station. Across the Civic Media radio network, cooks are prepping, baking, chopping, and dicing as the Thanksgiving feast nears. Reporter Lisa Hale has more on food safety this time of year.
No one wants food poisoning on a holiday weekend, so Morgan Peterson, environmental health specialist with the Winnebago County Public Health Department, recommends keeping food safety top of mind, starting with the basics. Hand washing.
Washing your hands, that's always the biggest thing we want to push, especially during this season in general, cold season, all of that. Washing your hands for a full 20 seconds, having the kids that you're cooking with wash their hands for a full 20 seconds as well.
Beware of cross-contamination.
What you kind of see in a lot of home kitchens, especially when you have a lot of cooks in the kitchen, is not knowing where raw items are being placed and not knowing that you need to, you know, completely clean and sanitize that area, especially when you're working with turkey or...
Peterson recommends using household bleach to sanitize surfaces, sinks, and utensils. Her next piece of advice is to use your meat thermometer.
I take a temperature of the turkey in like the thickest part, like of the breast of the turkey or somewhere like that. That's where you'll get that true internal temperature of the meat.
Speaking of getting food up to temperature and keeping it safe, Peterson said managing a buffet is as simple as keeping the hot foods hot and the cold foods cold. And then refrigerate foods that have been sitting out for 2 hours.
We do recommend kind of the 2 hour timeline, especially for items that should be, you know, cold held or kept below 41. Usually 2 hours leaving it out, but make sure it gets into the fridge within that timeline is fine.
Peterson added, food can easily harbor bacteria that can make people sick when it enters the danger zone between 41 degrees Fahrenheit and 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Check out the infographic on the Winnebago County Public Health Department social media pages for Thanksgiving tips and tricks. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It's also Native American Heritage Month, and advocates are working to reframe how Wisconsinites understand history, power, and culture. Reporter Savannah Tome Olson has more.
About 144,000 people across Wisconsin identify as Native Indian or of Alaskan heritage, according to the 2020 census. Many of them belong to one of the state's 11 federally recognized tribes. But Nancy Jo Hauk from the American Indian College Fund says Indigenous voices often aren't heard by the masses. The fund has launched a new campaign that highlights significant contributions to our culture that came from Native people.
Scientists who have developed and produced really great things, the original regenerative farming, the Three Sisters crop planting, rocket technology, and the patterns of our ecosystem, all of that Native people have influenced hugely.
Indigenous people are more likely to have economic disadvantages. 27% of Native kids in Wisconsin live in poverty, compared to 8% of all Wisconsin children. The Trump administration is working to institute a funding freeze that the Brookings Institute reports would impact $24 billion to tribal nations, businesses, and programs. Since 2018, the federal government has awarded Wisconsin tribes $2.8 billion in funding. The Brookings analysis found about $750 million of that has been paid, but the funding freeze puts $2 billion in jeopardy. America's history, including the many harms suffered by Native people after European settlers arrived on the continent, cannot be rewritten. But Hauk says the history of Native people is a story of hope.
Native people have been around for over 12,000 years in the United States, and I think that's a testament to their resiliency and their resourcefulness, and I think that we can all really learn a lot from that, especially now.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
And back to Lisa Hale, who has more on one initiative designed to combat loneliness that's finding success in Wisconsin.
It's called the Community Living Room. The Community Living Room offers a healing space where people are seen, heard, and valued as they are. Its focus is on present moment connection and support. Co-founder Lynn McLaughlin.
The Community Living Room is a non-clinical supportive space for people looking for connection. not always distress or crisis, but just connecting with people at a real, authentic level.
Co-founder Karen Iverson Riggers.
We've trained more than 2,500 people in emotional CPR, and lots of folks asked, like, where can I find someone who's going to listen like this? And so that's part of where Community Living Room came from, was creating a listening space without judgment, without fixing, without plans, just being present with each other.
And she says it's working.
This project is phenomenal at reducing both emotional distress and social isolation and loneliness.
McLaughlin emphasizes that there are no monetary requirements to use the community living room.
So there's no need for an appointment, no insurance, no diagnosis, no label, so to speak. It's open to all human beings that have a heartbeat and breathe.
The Community Living Room has a brick-and-mortar space in Appleton, offers pop-up living rooms in libraries and other public-facing community spaces throughout the state, and virtual events. See our story at civicmedia.us for more information. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For Civic Media News, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Shally Pittman.
Another loss for the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks came close, but could not finish, losing on the road in Miami to the Heat, 106-103. The Bucks have now lost six in a row. Before the game, it looked as if Giannis was close to making a return after missing the past four games with that strained left adductor. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he thought Giannis was ready to play.
No, I was not in favor. I was very happy we decided what we decided. I was very uncomfortable with it. He really wanted to push, you know, and that's who Giannis is. I was very happy with our medical team today. They decided at the end of the day, let's wait. And I, you know, obviously as a coach, I can't get involved but so much. But I told Giannis that this morning that it should be a no tonight. And then the medical team told him as well.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a little blowing snow today. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 20s. And we are looking at the potential for heavy snow by Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.